Well, welcome to the studio, Stevie. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, talk to us a little bit about Rubbish Renewed. What Rubbish Renewed is, what's going on, what can people expect from this event coming up on May 20th?
Rubbish Renewed is an eco-fashion show where anybody, but specifically students, get to create garments out of trash and walk on the fashion show to uplift sustainability and art.
Excellent. And are you walking on the fashion show this year?
I am. It's my first time.
That's exciting. What are you making? Can you describe it for us?
I'm making a dress out of an old tent, a sheet, and a bunch of cans.
Wow. Will you be wearing it in the fashion show, or do you have a model?
I'll be wearing it.
Oh, that's excellent. How far along are you in the process?
My base is done, but I made the interesting choice to cut up a bunch of cans into tiny triangles and hand sew those onto my garment.
Wow.
So it's taking a little while.
And you had to make a special tool to be able to do that.
I did. My triangles needed to have holes in the middle, like buttons, but I didn't want to have to just hammer it with a nail over and over because there's a lot of triangles to cover the whole dress. So my dad helped me make a tool with, it has like a wooden base and a wooden arm that comes out that has two nails in the middle, and you just bring it down and it stamps out the holes into my triangles.
Oh, that's cool. So tell me a little about what else goes on in the fashion show, because it's students who build things, but not just students, right?
Yeah, businesses can bring in garments as well. And there's two different runways this year, but it is one event. Mm-hmm. And then between the runways, there's going to be some booths where you can do interactive things with sustainability with some of the sponsors.
Right. And some vendors as well.
Yeah. Correct? There's going to be vendors and some food trucks.
And are those vendors doing things that are sustainable fashion?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I think mostly sustainability, but some fashion stuff as well.
Yeah. So tell me a little, how did you choose your materials?
I kind of was stuck for a while on what I wanted to do, but I really like the color of Izzy cans. Mm-hmm. And so I decided I wanted to do something with that color and just figured it out from there.
That's great. So this year it's a little different because there's two runways in one show. There used to be two shows. Can you tell us what those different runways are about?
Yeah. One of the runways is younger students auction garments and the first half of the business challenge. And then the other runway is older students and non-auction garments from the community, and then the other half of the business challenge.
That's excellent. So when you say auctioned items, these are items that artists have made, the artists participating have made, and they're getting auctioned off to raise money for Realms.
Yeah.
That's great. What are some of the things Realms needs money for?
We do a lot of things called field work, which is sort of like field trips, but we go out and help our community. Mm-hmm. And then intensives takes a lot to plan and execute as well. So.
Right. So are you nervous? This is your first year. You're walking on a runway. Are you nervous?
A little bit. I'm doing it with one of my friends who also has a garment in the show, so we're sort of keeping each other from getting nervous and like hyping each other up. So
that sounds wonderful. My guest in the studio today is Stevie Irvin, and she is a 10th grade sophomore at Realms Middle School, and she is building an outfit this year for Rubbish Renewed. She's going to be back with me in the next hour, and we're going to talk more about Rubbish Renewed happening May 20th at the Pavilion. So stay tuned. If you want more information about Rubbish Renewed, check out rubbishrenewed.org.